You're watching Al Jazeera. A reminder of our headlines this hour. Former president and leftist leader Lula da Silva has been declared the winner of a knife-edge presidential runoff election. With over 99% of ballots counted, he has taken 50.9% of the vote. Incumbent Jair Bolsonaro took 49.1%. Supporters of Lula da Silva are in the streets celebrating an extraordinary comeback for the man who previously served two terms as president. He also served time in prison for corruption, but was released after the Supreme Federal Court of Brazil ruled the judge wasn't impartial. Meanwhile, supporters of incumbent Bolsonaro have been left in near disbelief. The right-wing leader has not yet made a speech conceding the election. Brazilian state media is, however, reporting that the president of Congress and the president of the Senate have both acknowledged Lula's victory, and crucially, they are both political allies of Jair Bolsonaro. So Lula will lead Latin America's biggest economy over the next 4 years. Our Latin America editor, Lucia Newman, visited his home village in the lead-up to this poll. She reports from Pernambuco, one of the country's poorest regions.
A remote dirt road in northeastern Brazil, the country's poorest region. This is where Heraldo Santos takes us to see where his cousin Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was born. Or at least an exact replica of the home of Dona Lindu, Lula's mother. The original fell down years ago. This was the typical house of subsistence farmers, made of mud and coconut tree sticks, with no running water or electricity.
Essa história, ela tem que ser contada para as futuras gerações.
It's important to reconstruct this story for future generations, so that they can assimilate Lula's story and realize that they too can fight for collective justice in these times of individualism.
This was the bedroom where the family of 10 slept, and this suitcase was used as a closet until Lula's mother, who was illiterate, decided to take all of her children to Sao Paulo, never dreaming who one of her youngest sons would eventually become. Lula began working at the age of 14 and went on to become a formidable trade union leader and founder of the Workers' Party, or PT. He had little formal education, but an abundance of charisma and negotiating skills. In 2003, Lula became Brazil's first working-class president. He introduced sweeping social reforms to combat poverty and lift the station of working-class Brazilians, from providing education to fresh water access for people like Paulo Gomes.
I began to love Lula long ago like a father, a hero, because honestly, he embraces the cause of the poor.
Massive housing projects also helped lift 33 million people from poverty during his two terms, which coincided with a boom in prices for Brazilian commodities. Brazil's economy soared. Yet all was not well. Nagging charges of corruption had long surrounded him and his political party. A multi-billion dollar graft scandal exploded after he left office in 2010, just as the economy began regressing. Millions of Brazilians turned on Lula, demanding he go to jail.
If Lula is not in prison, he will return to power and keep stealing. He's the ringleader of them all.
He was convicted and imprisoned on charges of money laundering and corruption, which he denied, but was released 18 months later when the Supreme Court ruled that all of Lula's convictions be annulled because of suspect procedural practices. Now, 12 years after he left office with more than 80% approval ratings, an older and perhaps more cautious Lula has returned, promising to bring back better days, especially for the poor. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Caetes, Pernambuco, Brazil.
Let's bring in Nelson Franco Jobim. He's a professor at Helio Alonso University, specializing in international politics, and he joins us from Rio de Janeiro. So there's been no official reaction from the man who is still president as we speak, Jair Bolsonaro. Should that concern Brazilians?
Well, As I heard in your report, the presidents of the two houses of Congress have recognized the victory of Lula, and especially the leader of the house is a strong Bolsonaro supporter. He didn't put through more than 130 impeachment requests against Bolsonaro. So he's a great ally of President Bolsonaro. And so Bolsonaro won't have any support for an attempt not to recognize the result of the elections. But he may create problems with the transition period. I think that Monica Yanakev talked about that. Mm. Well, we are still waiting to see what they are going to say, but neither Bolsonaro nor his sons, who the three oldest sons are politicians, have not said anything about the results.
About the statements.
So we're still waiting for Bolsonaro.
Yeah, sorry, yes. About the statements coming from the presidents of Congress and presidents of the Senate acknowledging Lula's victory. Do you expect that they are acting in concert with Bolsonaro, or do you expect that they're actually trying to maybe narrow his options?
I think they are trying to narrow his options. And Arthur Lira, the president of the House, called Lula and congratulated Lula for the victory. Of course, there will be elections for the leader of the House at the beginning of the next year. And probably Arthur Lira wants to keep the job. So he's trying to negotiate with Lula. And he is a member of the so-called Centrão, which means big center, which in reality is the center-right politicians who don't have strong ideological positions, but try to jockey for positions, try to get some federal funds and jobs for allies. So this is the kind of deputies who are going to negotiate with Lula and probably, surely I would say, will support Lula's administration. Of course, there is a larger group of backbenchers elected on the Bolsonaro, based on the Bolsonaro ideas, who will be against Lula, particularly the evangelical Christians and the representative of the big farmers. But Alida and the president of the Senate gave the clear impression that Bolsonaro won't have many allies to try to not accept the results. So Brazilian institutions proved to be strong enough to resist for 4 years of Bolsonaro right-wing, far-right-wing governments, and I'm sure they will manage this transition.
Yeah.
Of course, Bolsonarism is going to be a strong political force, the main opposition force, but Brazil will go on. And the other problem is the economic situation is very bad. When Lula was elected in 2002, he benefited from the reforms of the Fernando Henrique Cardoso administration, and China was growing more than 10% a year and became the largest trading partner of Brazil. So the
Nelson,
main,
I'm going to have to jump
challenge
in.
For Lula. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. You've been with us since the beginning of the evening. And certainly there are many other areas of this conversation that we'll have to explore, but we'll have time for that going forward. Nelson Franco-Jabim, thank you so much.
Thank you.